Kaya Biz.
10 minutes to 7 o'clock. You're listening to Kaya Biz. We on the street, we on the air, we quite literally everywhere. But as we start this conversation, Alan Gray, helping you secure your future. Alan Gray is an authorized financial services provider. Well, it's the beginning of the new year, right? Second week of January, second day of the first working week. And for many of us, when we approach a new year, we often think this is a great opportunity for a fresh start. This is an opportunity for us to really pick up on a clean slate to refresh our finances and really set new goals and objectives that we can work towards in order to achieve our financial goals, which is ultimately having the freedom and the flexibility to make use of your money the way you want to. But how do we do that? How do we need to set achievable financial goals as well as promote aspirational behaviors? Well, to answer that question for us tonight, we're joined by Head of Strategic Markets at Alan Gray, Nomi Bogani. Nomi, great to have you with us over the new year and welcome to Kaya Biz. Great to have you and compliments of the new season.
Thank you, Gugu. Very happy new year to you too.
It's fantastic. And I guess, as mentioned, many of us start off the new year with all these great goals, resolutions and ambitions to do things differently, right? Because we feel as though there's an opportunity to really clean up and get a fresh start. But maybe let's talk about that, what that term actually means, particularly for those who might not be familiar with it, fresh start effect.
Sure. So I'm sure most people are familiar with the hashtag New Year, New Me. So this is essentially the psychological basis for that. And really what it describes is a phenomenon whereby certain time-based milestones, they're known as temporal landmarks, motivate us to really change certain things about our lives. Now, these temporal landmarks are usually days that stand out as more meaningful. So either because they start, a new time period or represent a new beginning, such as a new week, a month, or as, you know, right now we in the start of the new year.
Yep.
So most of us have experienced this call it fresh start effect. And, some of the research shows that the reason behind it is that by splitting the passage of time into periods, we're creating accounting periods mentally that allow us to assign past imperfections or past behavior to the previous period, and we're motivated to behave differently in the new period. And so it creates a bit of distance, and we really feel like we can jump into being this new person because all that past imperfection or errors is no longer part of us, and we're now this new person.
And that's the psychology of it, right? We feel new, we feel refreshed, feeling all brand new, perhaps, if I can use that particular statement. But how do we translate that to our finances, Nomi, where a lot of it really is driven by behavior?
Yeah, 100%. So I think it's about being really practical about the things that you're inspired to do. So what exactly are these goals or things that you want to achieve, not only this year, but think about it from the perspective of, you know, your entire life and the things that are most important to you. The fresh start effect doesn't only, kind of force you to look at the motivation you have to achieve things now, but it kind of forces you to look at the bigger picture. So a starting point, particularly when it comes to your financial goals, is to think about what you want to achieve and then think about it in different time horizons. So yes, think about this year, but also think about the next 3 to 5 years and think even longer term into retirement. So that's really the first step, is to really turn this motivation into kind of concrete goals and visions around what you actually want to achieve financially so that you can turn that into a plan.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because it's ultimately having a plan, understanding your goals, long-term, short-term, and ways to embark on that. But Nomi, we come from a very difficult 2 years. And if anything, the pandemic's really taught us a lot more about flexibility, and being agile in terms of how we approach our life, our plans, and even how it is that we approach our investments. So how do we, I guess, implement that into our strategies to this new fresh start approach?
Yeah, so I think the thing about flexibility, and certainly if you look at the last 2 years, an important point is the fact that we obviously can't predict the future. And so being cognizant that your circumstances might change. And so what that flexibility talks to is, even though you have a plan and you might set in place a plan for the year, for the next 3 to 5 years that relates to how much you want to invest for certain goals, it's important to have flexibility within that plan. And what that flexibility does is it allows you to change that plan if your circumstances change. And this is a very important input, particularly when it relates to financial planning. One of the most important inputs is, what are your circumstances? So I think being realistic and about the fact that your circumstances might change, and understanding that your plans might have to adjust and be flexible to actually accommodate potential changes in circumstances.
Yeah, very important. Accommodating those changes, being flexible, and of course, making sure that the end goal and objectives are still reached nonetheless. But Nomi, for those who, again, perhaps might still need a little bit more guidance when it comes to their fresh start approach for goals, are there particular do's and don'ts when it comes to setting financial goals, hard, fast rules that we actually need to be cognizant of?
Sure. So I think, you know, one of the things we always say is personal finances is personal. And that's why that flexibility piece is so important about understanding your circumstances. And so we've already covered the piece around flexibility. But, you know, allowing for flexibility is not the same as giving yourself permission to kind of fall off the wagon.
Yes.
And kind of, you know, do things ad hoc. So a very important do is to make sure you have that plan. That's the first one that we covered. And the thing within that plan is to make sure that your non-negotiable priorities have a plan and action items that you need to take. So non-negotiable priorities might be things like making sure that you have enough for retirement, or having an emergency fund to make sure that your family is taken care of in the event that, you know, there's some sort of shock to your income or unforeseen events that you need to take care of. So that very important do is actually have a plan that covers different time horizons. And then maybe secondly, as a don't rely only on motivation to see you through the year. You know, I'm sure you've experienced in your own life where you might, I don't know, maybe it's go to gym and like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then by Friday, you're kind of like, oh, I'll start
tired
again next week.
Yep.
So it's very important that you don't rely on motivation alone, but you put in place systems and an environment that actually makes it easier for you to execute your plan.
Yep.
An example might be setting up a debit order so that you don't have to decide every month that, you know, you're going to save. You've got to take the decision now and take it off the table and put in a system that actually allows your goals to be automated for you, so that you're not forced to make the decision on a recurring basis. Because what we find is that, you know, when you have the benefits of sitting down at the beginning of the new year or a new week and making all these plans, you know, you can be really kind of rational and you know exactly what you need to do. But when the moment comes, and if you have to retake that decision, it might be a lot harder to save at the end of the month, even though you planned to and you knew that you had that money available within your cash flow. So very important to automate the actions as much as possible, and to set up your life and environment so that it is very easy, and you don't have to rely on kind of willpower and being motivated.
Yep, very true, because that motivation can go out the window very quickly on bad days. But as you say, using the systems in place to make life a lot easier when it comes to your savings. Nomi, thank you so much for your time this evening. Really appreciate the guidelines that you've shared with us, and I'm hoping that these are nuggets that people will remember as a great refresher as to how to go about with their fresh start effect of the new year and how they approach their finances. As always, as long as you have some money available, there are avenues and opportunities for you to invest, and professionals like those at Allan Gray who can guide you along in terms of making these decisions for you, particularly when it comes to your medium, short and long term goals. A big thank you once more again to our guest, Nomi Poglani, who is the head of strategic markets at Allan Gray. Helping You Secure Your Future was brought to you by Allan Gray. Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.